From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We turn now to Kenya for an update on the gunman who attacked a popular Nairobi mall in September, killing dozens. Authorities now believe there were only four attackers. They say they know the identity of two of them, and they're zeroing in on their activities in the weeks leading up to the attack, where they plotted the assault, what weapons they used, and, as NPR's Gregory Warner reports, even the gym where they worked out.
With two treadmills and a backup generator to keep them running during blackouts, the Andalus Gym is one of the better gyms in the Nairobi neighborhood of Eastleigh, a neighborhood also called Little Mogadishu for its predominantly ethnic Somali population. The gym is popular with university students and young business owners, even an occasional Somali pop star, all now rushing to buff up for their Christmas vacations on the beaches of Mombasa, according to gym manager Shermaki Mohammed.
Yeah, they like that ocean, I don't know. They like also in Malindi.
Malindi is a popular tourist resort, not a destination spot for Islamic fundamentalists. But this gym is where U.S. officials and Kenyan investigators now believe that the four gunmen, in the weeks before their suicide attack on the Westgate Mall, came to work out. Shermaki is here all the time. He says he knows everybody.
I know all of them, the faces.
But when I ask him about the faces of the four gunmen, captured on closed-circuit mall footage and shown on every Kenyan TV channel, he insists no.
It's not tourists in my gym.
Now, authorities initially estimated that maybe a dozen people attacked the mall. Investigators now believe it was just these four, all ethnic Somalis who crossed into Kenya and rented an apartment in Eastleigh as early as June. And here in Nairobi is where they acquired the AK-47s and grenades and waited for a busy September Saturday to attack the mall. With those light weapons, they apparently extended the siege for 4 days, the battle only ending when three floors of the mall collapsed. Kenyan authorities say that four badly charred bodies pulled out of the rubble are those of the gunmen. Meanwhile, four other ethnic Somalis arrested in Nairobi have been charged with assisting the terrorist operation. Their trial begins in January. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.